Okay, Interesting Podcast. Let's see what we have.
Yeah.
Top 10 finishing moves in WWE.
Watch Mojo. They do top, these bad boys. You know, welcome to top Watch things Mojo. For everyone.
And today we'll be counting down our picks for the top 10 finishing moves in WWE history.
I want to see which ones are they including in their day, list.
So be sure to subscribe to our channel and ring the bell to get notified about our latest videos. We'll be looking at the most impactful, exciting finishers used by wrestlers under the banner of World Wrestling Entertainment. Our main focus for today
I hope
is
they
going
have
to
Suplex
be how
City.
Iconic they are, so
mentioned
sorry if we didn't include quite so many recent
No, I think it's going to be just finishing moves.
The move by Seth Rollins has a
Storm.
Suplex City is more of a, like, you know, starting move for Lesnar.
His F5 is a finishing.
Reportedly, Vince McMahon, I find this one very stupid.
Something that it's like okay. Event star like Rollins to
use, given the company's history with this is like 619. Thankfully, except without Rollins.
How about the concussions? So
So get ready to Vince see McMahon a lot more safe. Faces stomp into the ground.
And the worst I feel is that Superman punch.
Oh, that is waste. What is his leg bending? No. Tush is knocking. Like a shotgun and his punch is like what? Has a
long and but this one actually hurt.
This was
yeah.
I've actually broken somebody's skull using this.
Oh, wow.
I'll edit this out.
Down the likes of The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and countless others over the years. And used by
so that was during childhood.
As Roman Reigns.
We are good friends now.
As one of the
he had some blood loss.
Number 8, Styles Clash. AJ Styles'
okay.
Maneuver is a belly to back inverted.
This looks very cool, but it's very complicated.
That's very complicated.
It's very tough also.
So not created by Styles, the move was popularized by his use and the act of moving his legs around.
Yeah, nothing
else
easy as like you hold the guy's neck and he falls down. That's it. Stone Cold Stunner.
The move can be
this
more
is like, oh, you set him up,
practice
karna.
I think if you're talking about simplicity, I think I'll bring it up when it comes. I'm sure like one of them at least will be in the top 10. And I think top one should be F5.
F5 will be there.
Number 7, figure 4 leg lock.
Figure 4 leg
lock. Submission move that
I still don't know why this one hurts. Like,
It actually hurts. I tried that when I was a kid.
Are you sure?
With my brother. Yeah, it hurts. It hurts in your leg, actually. You know that?
No, I've tried
like
this.
Bending
it
the knees
never hurt.
Way.
My cousin used to laugh at me. What are you doing?
Not really sure if that handstand actually adds more pressure. Looks cool.
It
though.
Just looks like something complicated, but it does not actually hurt.
No, but
like, can
your leg
you
actually
anywhere,
gets
like,
twist.
Where the pressure is being applied.
Pinfall. If one is able to get their opponent
shot. It happens. I've heard.
No, it's a very famous one.
For submission holds.
No, it is very famous. Like almost everyone uses this. But then.
The spear is a devastating tool, known for its high impact and ability to come suddenly.
But spear was never his. It was always Goldberg and Edge. No?
Used by the likes of Edge.
Goldberg in WCW and Edge in WWE.
And Roman Reigns. The spear
Edge made it more famous.
Been a fairly well-protected finisher.
Yeah.
Unless you're Brock Lesnar. The ease of setup for the move can often lead to high octane.
I was about to talk about spear.
Bobby Lashley. Another beast.
The charging shoulder block is
this guy.
Iconically seen in use by some of the biggest and
Bobby Lashley doesn't do a spear, I think.
No, he just they just sure had they had a capture.
Number 5,
Roman Reigns. Three
Rock
people
bottom.
Do that.
One of the most successful and
this also doesn't hurt.
Time. This is like okay.
But the step was good, you know that rock bottom.
It's
very cool looking. Yeah,
it looks good.
It looks good.
But I mean, it just looks like another move. That's it.
Yeah. It's like a simpler version of choke slam, right?
Larger than life finisher. And the Rock seems to agree, even opting to use
minus like you know the.
Minus holding the neck.
We'll see the iconic move put to use in a WWE.
I used to always think that it hurts when they fall down, but in choke slam, it actually hurts when they lift you by the neck.
Randy Orton's that's all synchronized. Yeah. You should see in slow mo, they're just jumping along with them and all that. Of course. Right now, we do all that. But at that time, I was like, you know, we should do it on swimming pools. So it's like choke slam.
You say, this RKO.
There's
RKO from any place.
RKO, I have animations, memes, about anywhere, anything.
Anything. It's come from anywhere.
It is superb. And it's long whoever has done those animations.
But this is very simple to do, man. That is why it's like possible from anywhere.
Number three, sweet chin music. It's a Stone Cold type move anyway. The Stone Cold Stunner from anywhere.
This must be hurting, not people. Wrestling. He's actually using it, kicking on your face.
Yeah. But they actually, like, you know, pull back at the last second. So, what is, if you really break it down, unless like you're very unlucky and you just happen to be at the wrong time.
Right, right.
You see, like, him making the face before he's even kicked. Sound of contact takes the impact to another level. So this is what is actually paying these people, right? The ability to sell these moves. Delivered by the
Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. It's all about selling, correct?
This one sucks, man.
Oh.
This does not actually
this is show, show off. This is more of a showboating. Oh, I have to finish the match.
You know, Pile Driver was actually converted to
the
Tombstone.
Neck thing. You know, I'm the Phenom. And then doing all of this. This is all.
And if you've like followed AEW, they actually have brought the Pile Driver back. Like some of those people, they hit Pile Drivers, actual Pile Drivers.
The actual Pile Driver.
Yeah. Oh, not the fake ones.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
These are the new, the knee ones after Owen Hart. I think Stone Cold it to Owen Hart or something like that. Stone Cold
Stunner. Yeah.
The Stunner's number one.
Is the greatest
anti-authority symbol
used the best part of this was kicking the person in the stomach, so his he has to, you know, bend forward, so you get the neck axis.
And the funny part is,
this is Donald Trump.
The funny part is that FIU didn't make it. Moments of the entire attitude era. Austin is still incredibly popular with fans. I was actually thinking that it would be top. And crowd
chants and his signature. That's what Stunner was. You can give to anybody. He's a friend, he's a foe, he's anybody, he's anybody. You just get it.
Check
out these other great clips
from Watch Mojo. Wow. Subscribe. Adults notice in Teenage Mutant and Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, good stuff. Good old moves.
Yeah. But I'm like, you know, I'm surprised, like, even attitude adjustment, like, you know, one of the most famous moves of all time, that didn't make it.
It's up to these editors to kind of figure out which ones they like. We can always make one. We'll have to compile it.
FI was supposed to be there. He's also complaining about the same thing.
Suplex City is not technically a finishing move, but it's a deterioration move. You do those
Five
times, or if you're Cena, you get it 10 times, and then you're gone, you're drained. You're like, why did I come for this match? Why do I exist?
There was a match between John Cena and Brock Lesnar where Brock Lesnar has around given 6 or 8 F5s to John Cena.
Wow,
for a title match.
F5s.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so
he was
just
tired. He actually came back for his championship belt. And that was for the world title. And he actually won. Like, Brock Lesnar, hands down, he won. But that was very bad beating which John Cena got. Very, very bad. Yes.
Yeah. So, like I was mentioning, you know, F5 should have made the list. And, like, you know, Suplex City, AEW has a wrestler called Wardlow. He has a powerbomb symphony. He does the same thing that Brock Lesnar does with suplexes, only with power bombs. So he keeps power bombing.
Number of power bombs.
Yeah, yeah, 5, 6, 7 sometimes.
Yeah, it's huge.
And it's actually cool because, you know, the crowd also like jumps into that celebration and they basically do an action. If you want to, like, you know, do a quick comparison between those two moves, it's gonna be amazing.
But that character, Wardlow, is also something like, you know, he doesn't have too many moves. He has got limited moves, but they are quite strong. He's a big, huge guy.
power bomb is like what all what he does.
Yes, yes, power bomb.
We'll do that MGF story and like how Wardlow came about. That would be interesting as well.
Yes.
Hmm.
Usme, there's one more guy, na? That who's that guy? He's there with Sting. He's got, you know, half of his face is painted.
Right. Who joined Punk, right?
Darby Allin.
He was actually Punk's first opponent in AEW.
This guy Darby Allin, na, he's also quite, you know, quite unique. He's not, you know, quite muscular. He's, you know, like slim trim, but you know, the kind of technical guy. Technical and kind of, you know, daredevil kind of person.
Yeah, he would do, he would run through fire, man. He's one of those, like, how Jeff Hardy used to be when he was basically like a kid.
Jeff Hardy was good. Very good. Yeah. We used to actually like that guy, you know, that used to come with the face paint and dance. The typical way used to come to the stage. Glowing in dark, yes.
Yeah.
But those were the days, you know, like the kind of matches which were there.
TLC matches, right? Amazing.
Table, ladders, and chess.
TLC with the Dudley Boys. Yeah. That was fun, entertaining, comedy.
TLC with Hardy Boys, Edge and Christian, and Dudley Boys. Like,
and there used to be this dialogue, right? Devon, get the table.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was Babare always saying, Devon, get the table.
Get the tables.
And, get the tables. Then one table, two tables, sometimes three tables were kept on each other.
Yeah, you
know,
those
chemistry in those matches were like, you know, amazing, like
entertaining first of its kind, and then later on it's like, okay, we have seen all of that, you know, they have done all the kind of stunts that it can do, and those guys innovated, and then later on, you know, they went for safety route, they went public, and then, you know, they couldn't do much damage. Then this guy, what was Big E, and then that.
They made it very cartoonish.
They made it cartoonish. Kingston.
Kofi Kingston.
Have you seen his Royal Rumble antics?
Every Royal Rumble, something.
He innovates something.
He's like the Tiger Shroff of WWE. Like, the something, some other stunts. Is like, oh, my leg are not here. He's on the edge of the viewer border. He's jumping over there. Then he comes on the steps. Then he comes over there and he survived. He never wins. He won.
Yeah, he won't win.
Arey, but why did he make him a champion? You know, he was a world champion.
Because, you know, it was like, you know, so fans sometimes they demand certain moments and WWE grants them. So Daniel Bryan also had like a similar moment.
Yes movement.
But Daniel Bryan is quite technical, kind of.
Kingston is like a decent wrestler, but he just doesn't have like the looks for, like, you know, being a top guy.
There was a time where even this guy was a champion, or for some time Miz. Miz was a champion. Miz was a world champion.
A comedy. Miz was ever taken seriously.
He was a world champion once.
Like his face, right? And then
his face and his MTV background of being in live TV. And all that. Then he went against this guy, right? Who's a tall, big guy boxing, and he came in WrestleMania also now.
Logan Paul.
They both did a match in WrestleMania this year.
And he got beaten again.
But you know now, one thing now, Logan Paul has got a match with Roman Reigns in Crown Jewel on 5th November.
They both have got a match. Pulling in Logan Paul fans to wrestling. And correct. He'll be... Because his audience is comparatively much younger than what WWE currently
subscriber
has.
Importing.
That's what they're aiming, like, you know, bring in reality stars and
bring those basketball sort of fellows boxing fellows.
Fellow is there in AEW by the name Satnam Singh. He's an Indian guy, Satnam Singh, who was their basketball player, and right now he's there in AEW.
Okay.
And there's also one more guy, Indian guy, Sanjay Dutt.
These guys.
His name is Sanjay, S-O-N-J-A-Y, Sanjay Dutt.
Yeah. You know, these guys are still very racist when it comes to, you know, Indian wrestlers. They'll give them those sort of gimmicks, like, you know, Snake Charmer, or maybe,
Indian
music that they come, they cannot have,
but
like,
they
a
gave
proper
this guy a
US
good,
accent.
A good run. The WWE top fellow,
Maharaja.
Yeah, the Maharaja guy.
And he was really bad at it. Like he was, you know, taking steroids and stuff like that.
Oh, the veins popping out.
Yeah.
It's like
he used to be a very small, like, you know, in terms of the other wrestlers, he used to be a very regular looking guy. Not like up to the caliber of these beasts.
Yeah, he went like Slugerish.
Yeah, he went like that, and like, you know, he ruined his body actually, like in that process. And obviously, he didn't get anything beyond that small championship run that was there. And I think he was only promoted because they were bringing some of the wrestlers to India. So
yes,
he was just, you know, champion.
Market was India at that point of time. They were, you know, doing a promotional event in India also.
Yeah, but he was holding the belt for a year or two, I think. So, for a good time, and then suddenly he vanished.
So just funny story. We had tickets to that show. Like, one of my friends, he gets free passes for such events. He, you know, offered me two, three tickets that I could take my friends along. So on the call, since I didn't have the tickets physically, so he just communicated that be there by 8 p.m. So, okay, we went, we left at like 6:37 in the hope that, you know, we want to reach there by 8 p.m. before 8 p.m. But as soon as we reached, the show was getting over because, you know, he had miscommunicated the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that, I was this close to watching these wrestlers live, and like the good ones, like I think it was the A-listers this time that they brought. Other times, like in the past, they used to, other times in the past, they used to bring the B category wrestlers, like, you know, who were not popular and, like, you know, just for the sake of, like, having an event in India. So the last time when they were here, it was like all A-listers, but I just missed it because of my friend's poor timing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time then.
Yeah,
I think so. They will come to India next year. Next year, they should be coming to India.
As long as they're going to promote this guy as like the champion.
But he's not in the roster. I didn't see him much in any major events.
No, Roman he's not Knights? There in major. No, modern day Maharaja. Jinder Mahal.
I was talking about Roman Reigns. As long as he's their champion and he's their tribal chief and whatever crap name they're calling him nowadays.
Actually, Roman Reigns should now lose now. You know, this it's actually too much of time now. You know, for 2 years he's a champion.
Yeah.
He has got some good matches with, you know, this Drew McIntyre. The Scottish guy. He's got some good matches. But again, you know, because of some the Usos coming in between and some other guy coming in between,
they lost.
He loses. Yeah, they lost.
This is my second best referee, the guy who has good shampooed
long hair.
Shampooed hair. He reacts to every kick and his neck, you'll see always reacting. So he's always fun to watch. He's very energetic and enthusiastic.
Agile. Yeah.
I don't know his name, but he's always there. He sometimes comes running. Small guy.
I used to like that bald guy. I think he wasn't a referee. He was the presenter. Like, you know, he used to announce people. I think his name was Howard Finkel.
Howard Finkel, yeah. The bow tie.
Howard Finkel.
Very, very nice guy. Very, always smiley. And he used to take beatings and all. But always used to smile and, you know, present, like, in the best way possible.
I used to like that character, Jim Ross, who was an announcer.
Yeah.
He was so dramatic.
One of the best commentators in all of sports, according to me.
He went to AEW after this. After his retirement.
He's not retired. He was actually forced out because of some comments that he had made. Like, those were racist, I think.
Jim Ross.
If you ever follow his mouth, it just opens like slightly, but the voice is like.
He had an issue. But he is the one who made Stone Cold. Anytime Stone Cold did something, he used to say Stone Cold like 10 times. And this is one of those videos.
He got excited. So this is why he's a genius, man. He used to be the mouthpiece for those people wrestling, right? Without the commentary, have you ever seen a mute stream of
wrestling? There was one time I've seen a main event and somehow they couldn't link those two, and it was like the wrestlers are doing something and then you hear their feet on the mat and then the bouncing of the ring, and then like, what is this? I'm like, what am I watching? And then you really understand that half of it is what you see in the performance, and half of it is what these guys speak.
Correct.
That makes the whole story, that makes the whole, you know, the enthusiasm, and then the drama, the sound and the moves. We know all of that only because these guys keep speaking, you know, what they speak. And Kevin Coleman.
It's like an entire program is getting made. Nah? Everything, sound, audience, people, everything. Yeah. You know? I've also heard that, you know, nothing, only the stage ka sound, bouncing sound, nothing else happening. People running dar.
Yeah.
Seriously, man. Like, without that, is there?
I don't like Michael Cole one bit, man.
I found him entertaining.
He uses similar words all the time. Uh-huh. Like, he's not innovative.
He's not innovative. For a couple of years, they got him to a WrestleMania match also. But that's all he was. He was there for the long run. He was not very creative. But he was there.
Creative.
Yeah, he was just there.
I think, have you seen CM Punk on commentary? That was amazing again.
Yeah.
So this moment was really epic. Like, I don't know about the commentary. And they knew his name already. And the way they sell it is, gotta be Kane. Gotta be Kane.
You saw that character, Paul Bearer?
Yeah. Another epic
character. The kind of, you know, epic character, and the way facial expressions and the ways to, you know, come and talk.
Yeah, so wrestling used to be dark, man. It used to be dark.
The Buried Alive were so dark.
Eric Bischoff.
Yeah.
Even he had a good run with WWE, like, you know, when
They took over. This is the WCW takeover, right?
Yeah.
But that was a good match, huh? WWE versus WCW and ECW.
They could have made it better, to be honest, because, you know, they didn't actually make the right matches. They didn't sign Goldberg right away. They didn't sign Sting right away, which should have been the case. They should have just thrown the money and, you know.
This is a legendary match.
Yeah. This is a legendary moment when he body slams him, right?
I had once got all the WrestleManias that there ever were. WrestleMania 1 to WrestleMania 23 or 25. And I sat on a weekend and I watched all the matches.
Wow. That's commendable.
That was something. That was another experience, because you go through this era, like that was like the WrestleMania 1. And you go through these eras of these macho mans and, you know, whatnot, different characters of, what's his name? The guy who used to shake the ring, Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior.
And then slowly, the era changes and the characters change, the quality of the camera, the quality of the matches, the stadium, and where all it has happening. You see that going year after year. Amazing experience, the best of best WrestleMania moments and whatnot. So then that itself, you know, you feel like, wow, you have been through a journey. You have been through, because WrestleMania was, if you have seen the TV shows or American movies, they mention WrestleMania and they got tickets for WrestleMania. That's it. They're done. They are super happy. They don't want anything else. That's how well the product was sold by Vince McMahon. That's what the people used to be like crazy for. Right now, a WrestleMania, you cannot make the difference between a Raw and a WrestleMania. They both look very, very same.
Yeah. And one more thing, like, you know, the longevity of this, you know, WWE in itself, like, since you were talking about transitions, and the quality of the video that they used to produce during the 80s, like, that is amazing for a show of that kind. And to do that week in, week out for so many years without like fail. And they were one of those companies who really weren't impacted by COVID as well, because of, you know, they found ways to innovate and bring in crowd through screens and
COVID type screens were so weird.
Yeah.
There are fans that they're like howling and screaming. And then it's a empty, fanless stadium with screens, and it's so weird. Then you know what really, that's the third dimension.
Yeah.
One is the wrestlers, one is that's these guys, and then these guys holding the posters and doing all of that, which is super memorable. Those, that guy reacting to, you know, Undertaker, you know, Undertaker and Shawn Michaels are not able to kick off, and that, you know, that Afro guy, he is reacting to the big guys. That is legendary.
Yeah.
On its own, fan
that
reactions.
That became a meme. Yeah. That became a meme for, correct. I think it's going to be his biggest moment in his life.
Yeah, correct.
You know, na, in Royal number, there is one number which is unlucky number.
Hmm.
When there are 30 people coming.
Yeah.
All,
yeah.
Number 14. Okay. No, 14.
Nobody is
27, 28, 29, and 30 are the luckiest number.
Of course, you come last, right?
You come last. The most number 14 energy. Is the most luckiest number.
So that is scripted, right? They make it so, you know, they give it to somebody who's not supposed to win. So we know for sure that number 14, whoever comes it at number 14 is not going to win.
Dave Bautista.
Yeah, yeah. So this one was when he was injured and everything, and he still competed in like
three matches.
Yeah,
craziness.
Yeah, he had three matches.
About this in
I think this was a time when, you know, people got mad. See that what happened.
Yeah. So WWE are doing their own top 10, and Watch Mojo are also doing their top 10. Wow. Okay. I'm sure WWE also might have like a top 10 of their, you know, favorite moves, finishing moves, I think.
If it there is wrestling this... is the music we listen. The whole, this is bell to bell, if you have seen.
Yeah, I've seen that. I actually look at these two, three pages. One is like what culture wrestling. Hmm. And one is, I think, earlier I used to go through this website called Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
That used to have like, you know, the end-to-end action. I've not seen their YouTube page, but their website used to be really cool. And that was, I think, the only sports website which was, you know, open in my office at that time. So I didn't really have an option but to go through, like, you know, their analysis of whatever matches had happened the last day. And they used to give ratings out of 10. So that was brilliant, I think.
You know, this Nexus Club, you saw that Nexus Club, na?
Yeah, yeah.
CM Punk was a founder of the Nexus Club.
He wasn't actually a founder. Like, he became a leader in that.
He became a leader.
Wade Barrett was.
Wade Barrett was
founder.
You, yeah. Achha, last episode, Wade Barrett came back in Raw. He's now now an announcer now.
Yeah, yeah. So he's good, but he's with the Triple H, right? So,
yes. And then Bray Wyatt also came back.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt.
They thought they kicked him out, but he's also.
No, he actually took a break. Actually.
No. He had some issues. Like, he wasn't given, like, you know, justice for his hard work and his character work. Like, he used to lose matches for some reason, which should not happen with like such a big guy, right? So yeah.
Okay, interesting.